Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Chris Brown, Bills play-by-play man, calling Sunday's game with the Bucks on WGR, with us live on WBEN. I got to start with the injury report, Chris. I mean, it was a huge relief. So many names were full participants at practice. Bosa, Benford, Taron Johnson, Bernard, Epinesa, Jordan Phillips, TJ Sanders. Shakir still limited, though. I mean, what does this do for a team's morale and psyche to get so many guys healthy?
Yeah, well, every one of those names you mentioned that were full participants are on the defensive side of the ball, which I think just gives small indication as to how beat up this defensive unit has been pretty much since the start of the season. You almost feel like the cavalry's coming back this week. So they'll have more of their frontline players ready to go, and you're going to need it against a Tampa Bay Bucs offense that might be getting some of their frontline players back. Most notably, their starting running back, Bucky Irving, who's missed each of the last five games. And Chris Godwin, I think, has a chance to play, too, their primary slot receiver. He's basically their Khalil Shakir. But, yeah, Shakir's a question mark. He's been practicing, but with a red non-contact jersey due to a rib injury. And it doesn't look like Kincaid's going to be part of the equation this week. He got a hamstring injury last week, and those usually take at least a week to heal up.
Well, it's been a rough injury report over the last few weeks for the Bills, but there's some good news, as Susan mentioned, over the past couple of days. They're going on to face a Bucs team who, they're tough. And, you know, Chris, I remember watching earlier in the season, this Bucs team seemed like every game was like going down to the final minute here, like some crazy fourth quarter drive to take the lead by Baker Mayfield. Are they still playing like that? And what do you make of Tampa?
Yeah, I mean, they're 6-3, just like the Bills, and they have not always come out on the right end to some of those close games, but Baker Mayfield's a gamer. I think if you look at that 2018 draft class, which includes Baker, who was the first overall pick, Josh picked seventh, and Lamar Jackson at the end of the round, I mean, those are your three frontline guys, but Baker's career has been in stark contrast to that of Josh. He's now on his fourth team. And he's finally found a home in Tampa Bay. But if you want to talk about moxie and will to win, I would put Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen at the top of the list from that draft class. Those guys have a burning desire to win football games, and they play like it too. So you're going to see two guys that are very much cut from the same cloth, very good friends as well, who have a mutual respect for one another. But, yeah, you don't want the ball in Baker's hands at the end of the game. You're hoping it's in Josh's hands.
Patriots won last night. They have the best record in the league right now. How high is the Bills' level of urgency at this time?
Yeah, they're running out of games to make up ground on the Patriots. And look, the Patriots are the beneficiary of a fourth-place schedule. The Bills have been playing a first-place schedule each of the last five seasons. They're the team that's playing the Chiefs every year. They're playing the Eagles. They're playing the Ravens every year. The Patriots are playing the Jets. They're playing last place teams in other divisions. So they've had an easy schedule, and you can't blame them for that. They're taking advantage of it. So I think the Bills pretty much have to run off four straight victories here before their head-to-head meeting with the Patriots in Week 15 if they want a shot at winning the division.
What needs to change with this Bills passing game? Is it simply receivers needing to get open like I've heard so many times over the last few weeks, or is there something else that's bugging the Bills?
Yeah, I think it goes deeper than that. There are receivers that are open at times on underneath routes. I think Josh has pressed a little bit when the offense has not been in an early rhythm, and he tries to get it all back in one play. So he's looking for the giant play to change the game instead of playing within the structure of the play call. But I also think receivers have not been crossing their T's and dotting their I's. There are times when the defense has shown blitz pre-snap. Josh recognizes it, calls the alert, and then the receiver who is the hot receiver, who is supposed to break off his route and make himself immediately available to Josh for a throw, doesn't execute and doesn't cut off his route. And now Josh is left with fewer options, has to scramble around and try to make some miracle happen. So I think it runs through the balance of the offensive unit, and they better have it buttoned up this week because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers blitz at the fifth highest rate in the league, 30%. And Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Bucs, who is a defensive-minded head coach, has always operated that way. They have to stay on schedule. They have to stay out of long down and distance because the Bucs will bring it.
Mecole Hardman just signed this week, seems to be blending in so far. Gabe Davis also took some reps with the first-team offense yesterday. What do you think the odds are that we see one or both of them on Sunday?
Yeah, I would say it's probably a greater chance you see Davis, at least on offense, in terms of the receiving core. With Shakir iffy and Kincaid probably down, they may need to call him up just as an extra option in the passing game. So I would anticipate that being a good chance that he's elevated from the practice squad to play on offense. Obviously, he has a rapport with Josh from his prior time here. As for Hardman, I would anticipate where he's going to help this team the most, at least in the early going, would be on special teams. The Bills are still in searching for a special teams return man that can help give them something in terms of that hidden yardage we talk about all the time to help improve field position for the offense, create shorter fields. And Hardman has experience doing that. He has 125 career returns, both on kickoff and punt return. So I think if he helps anywhere, at least in the immediate future, it's probably in the return game.
Okay, well, we'll see how he makes an impact over the next few weeks, and we'll listen to you on the call, Chris, in just a couple of days. Bills and Bucks, Sunday, 1 o'clock, right down the dial on WGR. Chris Brown will be on the call. Let's hope for another Bills win.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.